I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Asheville Citizen-Times reporter Emily Patrick.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Glad you're here. We'll talk about your housing stories that appeared in the Sunday and Monday versions of the paper. We know housing is an issue in Asheville, but you looked at the problem outside of Asheville, all throughout Western North Carolina, and you found housing is a problem out there, too.
Right. I think sometimes when you live or work in Asheville, it's easy to get very Asheville-centric. But we have this huge community of people living in rural areas surrounding Buncombe County and even in Buncombe County. And those people are experiencing housing pressures that are different and sometimes more extreme than the ones that we see in the city of Asheville. So, for example, in Macon County, we found that more than 62% of people are cost burdened, which means more than 30% of their income goes toward their rent. A similar thing is true in Clay and Jackson counties. In fact, when you start to look at Buncombe County, how Buncombe County renters rank on the list of people who are cost burdened, Buncombe County is much farther down, comes in at number 9 in Western North Carolina with 52.3% of cost burdened renters. Not that that's not a concern. It's just important to remember that the same thing is happening in other places.
So why is it so much worse in some of these more rural areas?
Right. So it's definitely a different situation. Incomes tend to be lower out there. The opportunities for jobs are different. And the supply is just not sufficient. So even in Asheville, we see that building is responding to the need for housing. So there are more than 3,000 market rate rentals that are kind of in the pipeline, according to this 2017 report that just came out. And then about 1,000 more either affordable or subsidized units coming online, which is great if you're in Asheville. But if you're in one of these mountain communities where land can be hard, like flat land can be hard to find in and of itself, then, you know, people aren't going to come in and build apartment buildings to meet the housing demand. And when they do, it's going to be a lot harder. It takes a more special developer to do that. And then people don't necessarily want to live in them. You know, a lot of people who live in these rural areas are living on family land, and they're out there because they want to be there. And they're, but not just because they want to be there, but because they have a cultural imperative to be there, because, you know, that's who they are, and that's how they've always lived. And so they don't want to live in an apartment necessarily. So the problems that they're facing are different.
You talked about how difficult it is to build apartment buildings in these areas, lack of flat land and demand and all that. So not surprisingly, the amount of renters in these areas is much lower than they would be in Asheville. So what impact does that have, having more people who are homeowners in these areas as opposed to renters, the greater, much greater disparity in those numbers?
I think as a society, we have this assumption that if you own your own home, that you've made it, right? But in a lot of rural areas, that's just not the case. There are people who have inherited land from family. It's been in their family a long time. And maybe there are some mobile homes on the property where multiple generations live or small houses. But those same people may be living on a fixed income, so they may be drawing pension or the disability or Social Security. And even though they own this land, they're not able to afford the cost of repairs to their home. And so they want to stay. It's their family land. It's their culture. But, you know, the floor in the bathroom has rotted out and the roof is falling apart. And so what do you do when you're in that situation, you know? And there are some there's some financing options for people. There's some USDA financing that's available for this sort of thing. But a lot of times when you're an individual, you know, you just wind up living with substandard housing conditions. And there are more people who are living in that situation than the data is probably able to track, because a lot of those people don't have mortgages and they, you know, don't have, they're not collecting an income. So they sort of fly under the radar. There's an organization out in Madison County called CHC, Community Housing Coalition, that estimates, you know, most of the population out in that area is living this way.
So we'll wrap it up with this. What are solutions? We talk so much about the housing problem here in Asheville, but you've said in some ways it's not anywhere near as bad as it is in the rural areas. So what's the solution for the areas outside of the city?
Right. So I think, first of all, one of the things to remember is that when you're working out in the counties, you're not working in Asheville. And so the solutions for those areas are going to be different. And so I think anyone who wants to work out there, you know, has to spend time understanding the need and talking with the people who live there about the need. But the other thing is, you know, the capacity of those areas is pretty limited as far as the kinds of organizations that can provide help. So CHC in Madison County is kind of rare. The other organization that we talked to is a private arm of the Methodist Church, the Hinton Center out in Hayesville. They do an incredible amount of housing rehabilitation in Clay and Cherokee counties. But, you know, there are just a couple of organizations confronting this huge need in a dozen counties over thousands of square miles. And so, you know, there is definitely a need for more capacity and, of course, funding, but also creative solutions. So because you can't just plunk down an apartment building and expect people to want to live there, it's necessary to look at how do you work with what's already there to provide people a safe and healthy place to live. And so one of the approaches that CHC has suggested in Madison County that I think is really interesting is working with infrastructure that's in place for mobile homes. And the mobile homes may be gone or they may be dilapidated, but the water and sewer is there. The electricity is there. And in rural mountain communities, just having those things in place, having pipes and wires, you know, is kind of a victory. And so how can you get housing in those places that have these amenities? So that's something that they're exploring. It's also a way to keep people on land that they already own, you know, that just may not have a good place for them to live on it.
Emily Patrick, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.